Time to have a look at accessible technology. And I'm joined now by Marlene Mann from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Simon.
And there's been a lot of talk lately about various voice-activated computer systems, and one is the Amazon Alexa. And Madeline, you have got one of these, haven't you? You've just recently got one.
I finally couldn't resist anymore and ordered one of those products. It's been out there for everybody to buy since quite a while, and everybody around me have one of those. Sometimes people don't even have four or five at home. And I couldn't quite understand what's the hype about it, because if we use smartphones with voice-activated assistance programs in there, I didn't really see the need to pay an extra £90 or more if you get a different Echo, to have yet one more device sitting at home. But I've been at a friend's house, actually, a couple of months ago, and they connected up their whole smart heating, smart lights and plugs and to their Alexa. And that somehow got me thinking, and I thought, I think I should rethink the whole matter and invest into one of those. I haven't got the smart home system set up yet. That's something I'm intending to do, because I think it's quite cool to say, Alexa, switch on my computer, or Alexa, turn the light on or off, and things like this, things I always struggle with. I go to bed not knowing is my light switched on or off. So yeah, it's a yet another way to get over your little bit of difficulties you have every now and then when you can't see, for example, are the lights switched on or off. Smart lights are a good solution to have this independence, to be sure lights switched off, your heating is turned to the degrees you needed it to be for various time zones of the day, or simply your Alexa is great to listen to music, podcasts, and everything else you want to do to be entertained.
Now, some people might not be aware of Alexa, and you've covered a lot there, but there's a lot of potential with the computer. But the thing is, you can't just buy the Alexa computer and think that you can control your lights and your heating and all these integrated things with it. There's more involved than that, isn't there?
It is. And I think when you think about Alexa, start slow. You don't need to kind of think big in kind of, you know, in way of smart home, smart this, smart that. You know, start to think, I buy myself the Alexa. Now, Alexa itself is a, it's the size of a bit like a Pringle tube, I would say, Pringle crisps tube, maybe a little bit smaller now. The latest one is, it looks like a speaker. It has four buttons on the top of the device. And you know what, if you ever thought that small speakers don't sound good, Alexa does sound quite well for its size, and it's, you know, it's quite good. I've got it in a large lounge, and it sounds amazing.
You have to be careful with it, though, don't you, that you don't switch it on by accident because it's voice activated.
Well, Alexa or the Echo awakes when you say a certain word. I have switched it to Alexa because my kids simply know that they've got to say Alexa, and I think they would find it a bit difficult to keep calling it Echo or Amazon or something like that. So I chose Alexa as the wake word, but you can choose other words for it to wake to it. It's quite funny if you speak to somebody about the Amazon Alexa and you keep saying the word, obviously it would switch on. So that's why for this purpose of this interview, I've actually gone to a different room so that it doesn't, you know, react every time I say something about it. Setting up is quite easy. You need a computer or a smartphone or a tablet to set it up. And you need the Amazon Alexa app, or you need to go to the Alexa homepage, and you need to do a few things with your Wi-Fi connections and set up the Alexa to be connected to your Wi-Fi. I find it it's working fine. You need to know how it's done. Once you know, it's quite straightforward. And again, please bear in mind, our team is always here to assist. It's quite straightforward to set this up. And then let the fun begin. It's quite nice to explore all the skills you have and everything else your Amazon Echo can do.
And also, it's good to explore before you actually commit to, I mean, Amazon's only one of them, there's two or three in the market, to find out what it is it's capable of doing and whether you think that that actually really is going to be useful for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I have decided for the Amazon Echo because I like the way it's connecting to all the smart home heating, lighting, switches, things like that. But yet again, you don't need to be doing this. You can go for the Google Home or the HomePod. So there are various options these days, and it's all according to preference and what you want to go for. One thing to mention, what people don't always feel they are aware of, the Amazon Echo comes without a subscription to Amazon Music Unlimited. And in order to use it for your music, you need to be subscribed to one of the music services like Spotify or Amazon Unlimited, Music Unlimited, so that you can actually say, play this and this tune and do your own playlists and things like that. But once you are subscribed and it's £3.99 a month, it is quite nice to have that option.
Well, as Madeline said, you may have some questions on this, or you might have another question on some other piece of accessible technology. How do we get in touch with the team?
Well, if you do have any questions, if you need any support, or if you are like me, thinking I simply don't know what to go for, just get in touch with our team on tfl@rnib.org.uk. That's Technology for Life, so tfl@rnib.org.uk, or ring the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 and ask them to put you through to the Technology for Life team.
Madeline Mann, always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.